So we now have two Gemaras that tell us a little bit of an insight in Negea to Yechon Hurkinis or Yechon Kohen Gadol and the Ritva in Kedushin and in Peretz Haim and that Peyalov and Beis tells us that these two Gemaras are connected. Because what it says in the Gemara in Barachas, that Yechonin Kohen Gadol became a stuki b'Seif Yamav, so and the Gemara says Al Tama ba'atzmocha Adrei Moischa, because Yechonin Kohen Gadol became a stuki b'Seif Yamav. So he says that this refers to this Maisa that happened in Kedushin, and when it says Yanai, so it means Taka Yechonin, as we said before, Yanai means Yechonin, and this is how he became a stuki. So he became a stuki through the story that the Gemara tells over and the Gemara in Kiddushin. So that means that for the first 80 years of his life, this Yechidon wasn't a stuki. He was a person that was the son of Shimon, who was Rebonav Shel Matzis Yohu, he was from the Chashmenoim, and for all we know, for a good deal of his life, he was a person that was a tzaddik. But afterwards he became a stuki Seif Yamav. Now, the Emes HaDvarim is that there is a Mishnah at the end of Ma'aseh Sheni, so this is Perek Hey, Mishnah Tezvav in Ma'aseh Sheni, and the Mishnah says as follows. Yechonon Kohen Gadol, Hever Haidois Hamaiser, Apu Bitalas Hamairin, Ves Hanoikfim, and the Mishnah goes on to talk about different takonis that were made in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's mashma that these takonis that were made were very good takonis. They were takonis that were niskabel by the Chachon, and the Mishnah attributes this to Yechonon Kohen Gadol. In the Melech HaShleimai, he brings down that this that it says in the Mishnah, that the one who made these takonas was Yechonon Gadol, Kohen Gadol. So he says that this is the Kohen Gadol that was Mishamish Shmeinim Shana Bekuna Gedayla, B'Seif Nasat Stuki, B'Chashminoi Hoya. And he says that this is the same Yechonon, that Yechonon Hurkinis that we've been discussing until now, and he says Kach Matzalsi Kosef. This is what he found, and he brings down that the Rambam brings down in Perek Tes of Hilchos Ma'aser, and there when the Rambam brings down the Takonis, the Rambam says Kohen Gadol Yechonon Kohen Gadol Shehoya Acher Shimon HaTzadik, and the Kesef Mishnah points out that the reason that the Rambam says Kohen Gadol Shehoya Achar Shimon HaTzadik, and the kash is, normally the Rambam would not say who makes the Takonis, and if he says already who makes the Takonis, so why does he have to tell us exactly when he lived? So the Kesef Mishnah over there says that the Rambam is telling us that this is not the same Yechonon. You shouldn't say that this is the Yechonon Kohen Gadol Shishimesh Bekuna Gedayla Shmeinim Shomer B'Seif Nasat Stuki. But that goof is what the Rambam is telling us. That this Yechonon that's being discussed in this Mishnah is a different Yechonon altogether. This is a different Yechonon. And this Yechonon was after Shimon HaTzadik. The Rambam though was telling us Shehoya Acher Shimon HaTzadik. This Yechonon came after. Now Shimon HaTzadik, we know, lived even before Matzis Yahu. And the Emes HaDvarim is that in our Tefillah by Hanukkah we say B'nei Matzis Yechon Ben Gadol, B'nei Matzis Yechon Ben Yechonon Kohen Gadol, B'nei Matzis Yahu Ben Yechonon Kohen Gadol. Now, Matzis Yahu was not the Kohen Gadol. It was the Yechonon that was the Kohen Gadol. So what we mean to say in the Tefillah is, Remei Matzis Yahu, then Yechonon, who was the Kohen Gadol. So we know from the Tefillah that the one who was the Kohen Gadol before Matis Yahu, or the generation before Matis Yahu, was Matis Yahu's father, who was, his name was Yechonon. And Pashtus, this is what the Rambam is telling us, that he came after Shimon HaTzadik, and this Yechonon Eibazoi, these takonis were made before the Maisa of the Chashmenoim, in right after the time of Shimon HaTzadik, and therefore it would have no bearing on the Yechonon Hurkinis that we were discussing until now. Based on this, so this Yechonon was a person that was a tzaddik. We do though have a different Gemara, and this Gemara is it's very clear that we're talking about Yechonon Hurkinis. And this is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara brings down, the Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, that the Gemara says the Gemara says B'talza, the Gemara is towards the end of the Amid, B'talza B'tishrei B'tilis Adrachta Min Shtara. Then on the third day of Tishrei, they were Mevatel Adrachta, and we'll soon discuss what this is. The Chachamim went and they were Mevatel the concept of Adrachta Min Shtara. Now, what is this all about? Shegozra Malchus Yavan Gzeira. The Malchus Yavan made a Gzeira, the Greeks made a Gzeira. Shle Lahaski Shem Shemayim Alpiyan. That you're not allowed to, a person, a Yid, is not allowed to say the Shem Shemayim. So, this was a terrible Gzeira, that you're not allowed to say Shem Shemayim. The Kishagavra Malchus Chashmeinoye Vinotzchum. And when the hand of the Malchus of the Chashmenoim became powerful, and they were Minatzeach the Yevonim, so obviously we're talking about after the time of Matzio Banov, sometime in there in the time of Yudah or Shimon or whatever, when they were Minatzeach, Hiskinu, there was a takana that was made, Shiyum Azkirim Shem Shemayim Afilu Bishtaris. That you should say, that you should mention the Shem Shemayim, even when you write up a shtar. So, in the Beit Chashmenoim, they made a gezeira, they made a takana, to go to the opposite extreme. The Yevonim don't want us to mention the Shem Shemayim. Well, after the Chashmenoim won, so they went out of their way, that you should always say the Shem Shemayim, even when you wrote up a shtar. Even in a document. And the Gemara says, the Kachayu Kaisvim, and this is an example of what was written. That in this year, Bishnas Kach Vekach, L'Yechonon Kohen Gadol, L'Kel Elyon, that in this year of Yechonon Kohen Gadol, L'Kel Elyon. Yechonon, who was the Kohen Gadol, L'Kel Elyon. So the way that they wrote it into the Shtar was, that the way they went out of their way to be mazke the Shem Shemayim in the Shtar was by writing that it's this year of the Yechon who was the Kohen Gadol to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's how they snuck in the Ribbono Shel Olam into the Shtaris also. So, this was a system that was worked out, and others bring down that the fact that they mentioned Yechonon is not just an example, but he was the one that instituted this takana, this Yechonon Kohen Gadol, who now we're talking about in the time of the Chashmenoim. So this is the Yechonon Hurkinis that we're speaking about, and this Yechonon Hurkinis made a takana in order to go against the Yevonim, and a very fine takana, it would seem, that we should go out of our way to emasculate Shem Shemayim, like he was from the people that always said, Yitz Hashem, and so forth, Baruch Hashem, this is the kind of a person that he was. But, the Gemara says, because Yishamu Chachamim B'Dovah, when the Chachamim heard about this, that they did this new takana that was made, Amru, so the Chachamim were not happy with this. They said, L'mochar zeh pereya es chayvay, tomorrow the person who has the shtar, and has in the shtar the Shem Hashem, he's going to pay off his chayv. the nimsa shtar mutal be'ashpa. And what's going to be? You pay off his chayiv. So when you pay off the chayiv, so you take the document and you give it back to the malva. Now what's the malva? You give it back to the leiva. You give the shtar back to the leiva. Now what's the leiva going to do with the shtar? He's going to throw it into the garbage. Nope. You're throwing the shtar because you have to. You rip it up and you throw it away because you don't want anybody else to get his hands on it because he'll be able to collect from him again. So you rip it up and you throw it in the garbage. So it's going to come out that Chalila, the Shem Shemayim that was written in the Shtar, is going to land up in the garbage. Ubitlo, and therefore they went, the Chachamim went and they said, they will mevatel this takana. They don't want this takana that you should write the Shem Shemayim in a Shtar. By the way, this is good advice for us also, I guess, when it comes a person, if you write a letter, and the letter that you're writing is just a friendly letter, or if you're sending out invitations, and you know that the it's not the very tire in the letter, you're just writing a friendly letter, or a simple chasna invitation that normally is going to land up in the garbage, so you have to be careful not to write anything in it, not to write Shem Shemayim, not to write the very tire, because it's going to come out that it's mutl b'ashpa. So the one, Chachamim went, ubitlam. And they were mevatel this takana. So what are we learning from here? We're learning that this Yochanan, Kayin Gadol, who lived in the time of the Chashmonaim, so this is our Yochanan, this Yochanan Hyrcanus that we're discussing, he made a takana, but the takana, when he made the takana, he didn't take counsel with the Chachamim when he made this takana. Because obviously the Chachamim were not maskim to this takana. So he didn't take counsel with the Chachamim when he made this takana. Now the Gemara goes on. The Gemara goes on further. Isa hayom aso yontif, and that day they made it into a yontif. The day that they were able to be mevatel this takana of writing the Shem Shemayim into a shtar, so that day they made into a yontif. And it's very interesting because the question is, what was the grace of Simcha over here? Made a grace of Simcha, they were mavatlet. Of course they were mavatlet. What's the big deal? The Mashal says that what this took place, this Maisa took place after the Maisa and the Gemara in Kedushin, when Yochanan killed out all the Chachamim. They were afraid, the Chachamim were afraid that if they're going to say something now, so this Yochanan is gonna think, oh, the Chacham are out to get me again. And the reason why they're being mevatel this takana is just to find another way to be mevatel the things that I'm doing. And therefore they were certain that their objection would not be accepted by Yochanan. When the objection was accepted by Yochanan, so that was a very big surprise and that made a very big simcha. That's what the Mashal says. However, if we look in Rashi, Rashi says as follows. Rashi is on the bottom of the Amid Betalso B'Tishrei, and Rashi says, Ubekushi yochlu lebatel, and it was very difficult to mevatel this. Shikfar no gu ha'am, because the people already accepted this. V'kishe shomu chachomim ubiklam, hukshra do beinev neshlam lenes v'oso yantif. People already accepted this takona, and now that they went and they were makabel the Chachamim's objection to take away this takona, they considered this, the Chacham considered this a nes v'oso yantif. So in Rashi it's mashma that the nes, that this did not take place after the story of the Gemara and Kedushin with Yochanan and Kohen Gadol, but this took place before. In a time, and what happened over here was that the people accepted the takana. And that was the ness, that they accepted the takana, and they were knowing like that, and they were able to be mavafalit. And it would be interesting because it would seem that the ness is that being that this was a takana that was made, and it was made, Lashem Shemayim, it was made, with frumkeit in mind, and the Hamoinam accepted it. So now the Chachamim are going to come and they're going to take it away. So there is something that's done, and something when people have a minig that they're makabel and they do it out of frumkeit, so it's very hard to be mevatel. And over here, the Chacham were able to be mevatlit. So Adarabba, it's even a nes. Rashi calls it a nes. But in the meantime, what do we see from this Rashi? What do we see from this Gemara? So we get a little bit of a taste of what this Yochanan Kohen Gadol was like, even in the time when he, even before he came at Stuki. We're talking about when he was, when he went out of his way to make a takana, and he made a takana l'shem shemayim, and he made a takana that people should be mentioned l'shem shemayim alpiyim. However, he was lacking kavod chachamim. And we see that because he didn't take counsel with the Chacham before they made the Takana. And he was firmer than the Chacham. The Chacham said it wasn't a good idea. He thought it was a good, he was firmer than the Chacham. He was more concerned about L'shem Shemayim than the Chacham Klumpish, so to say. And Adarabba, to the Chacham, that the words of the Chacham one is Kabbal, was Taka Anes. So we see it from the beginning, that this Yochanan Kohen Gadol was lacking in kavod chachamim, being even when he was a tzaddik, so to say, he was lacking to kavod chachamim. And the Mela, when it came to a situation where he found himself with a chachamim, being that he was lacking in kavod chachamim, when the chachamim were telling him that he cannot be the kohen gadol because his mother was a shvuya, so that already was that. It was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to say, and he went to the extreme that he was mevatel all of the words of the Chachamim. He wasn't mekabel at all the words of the Chacham, and he became a tzduki. There's something else that we have that they mention in the Megillus. Antiochus is mentioned also, and something that we'll discuss later on, that this Yanai was, this Yochanan and his son Yanai were very, very successful generals, and they took under their arm the Edom. Edom was in the south of Eretz Yisrael. And they found that they had in Eretz Yisrael, people living in Eretz Yisrael, well, there were all kinds of people, Goyim, that now were within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And they were afraid of them. They were afraid what this might bring. So because of that, they forced the Edomites to be Megayer. Now, you can't force a Goy to be Megayer. If a Goy is forced to be Megayer, then the Geiris is not Chal. So you have to know, perhaps they forced them to become Avodim, and the Geiris was the Geiris of Avdus, even though they weren't really slaves, they lived by themselves, but they gave them the amount of the din of an Eved. And an Eved has the din, a certain amount of Kedusha, he's Mitzuvah B'mitzvahs like an Isha. It's very much not clear exactly what they did. But whatever they did, they forced it on them. And the Gemara tells us that Koshim Geir L'Yisrael Kisal Pachas, this is no good for us. And we're going to learn that later on, as a result of this, came about this Hordus, who was now, so to say, within Eretz Yisrael, and because he was forced to be amongst the Yidden, and as a result, he was the one that brought down the Ganze Beit Hashmonoi. Just going to end off, once again, we spoke about the Zugeis that we had, and we spoke about the lessons of Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. We can now learn the Limudim of Natai Harbeili. Natai Harbeili, when he tells us over in the Mishnah the different things that we have to remember, Harchik Mishochin Ra, your neighbors are no good. Obviously, he's talking about the Tztukim, Val Tischabe L'Rosha, and Val Tischoish Min Aperonius. Don't give up. You're going to see that the people that are Rishoim, ultimately, they're going to get their punishment. So, obviously, what was going on then was, as you saw, the people that were powerful, they were also, the people that were successful and powerful, so they were Rishoyim, and being that they were Rishoyim, so a person might think, you know, where is their Achayim, where is their Schar Va'inish in the Bria? So that's why he's telling him, Al Tisyoish Ven Aperonius. We're using this Lashon of Yevonim and this Yavnim, and now we're using the Lashon of Kusim, because these Kusim the stukim, as I'm sorry, the lashon of stukim. We mentioned who the stukim were, but now the stukim and the mesiavim, they sort of banded together, and they now had a new philosophy, the philosophy that came from Tzadik, which was an old Greek philosophy, that there is no Olam Haba Chas V'Shalom, and that now became not just a Greek philosophy, but Nebuchadnezzar became amongst the Yidden Nefes as a sort of philosophy. But the Ika, the philosophy was to go to Keneged the Chacham, not to be Mekabel the Chachamim, not to be Mekabel the Olam HaRuchni, not to be Mekabel Schar V'Einish, not to be Mekabel the Torah Mitzvahs, the benefit of Torah Mitzvahs, the mile of Torah Mitzvahs, and not to be Mekabel the Limudim that we have from the Chachamim.